This is a podcast from BBC Radio's news and sports station,
5Live.
To find out more about 5Live and its sister service, 5Live Sports Extra, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5Live.
Hello and welcome to an extra helping of our movie podcast, where myself and the good doctor bask in the glory of a Sony Gold Award with a little help from a surprise guest. As you may have heard today, it was a good night for 5Live last night at the Industry Awards, the Sony Awards, and for this programme.
And the gold goes to a programme that the judges said was witty, entertaining, cheeky and irreverent. The presenters made listening an effortless and roller coaster pleasure. And can I tell you, as a mother of two toddlers where the golden hour is when they go to sleep in the afternoon, this is the man who I cozy up to of an afternoon. Congratulations to Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode.
Wow, listen to that cheer. Listen to that cheer.
A very popular duo, says Chris Evans. That was Jackie Brambles doing the introduction to
that.
It
was. And the glory of the moment, spoiled only by the fact, firstly, I didn't hear that, but spoiled only by the fact that when we got on stage, after having finally won this award, did you walk on with me? No!
I did walk on with you.
And immediately go, oh, Jackie! And you walked up and said, hello, Jackie, how lovely to see you. And the next thing, you're having a whole kind of catch-up with Jackie Brambles, and I'm standing there like a plank.
Well, it wasn't my fault you looked like a plank. The fact was, I hadn't seen Jackie for 10 years, and I'd seen you last week.
I'm very glad you had the moment to catch up.
Anyway, here's Mark accepting what turned out to be his very first award.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everybody at Radio 5. It's been fantastic letting us do the show. Thank you ever so much to the listeners who make it what it is. And I'd like to say hello to Jason Isaacs.
Yes. And to David Braithwaite and to Robin Bullock, our team, Adrian Van Claveren. Thanks for letting us do what we do for hours and hours.
Very, very astutely thanking the bosses and the management.
Yeah, that was very good, wasn't it?
But more to the point, you thanked Jason Isaacs.
I said hello to Jason Isaacks, which has become a ritual here.
Well,
on
let's
this
say
moment.
Hello and thank you to Jason Isaacs. Hello, Jason.
That's actually fantastic.
No, we'd have to do that again. No, I didn't hear a word of that. Should we try that again?
Didn't hear a word. He's on a dodgy mobile.
Let's try again.
Okay.
Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, he's there. What are you doing?
I brought you gifts.
Jason Isaacs is
in.
This
is so marvellous.
Here?
No, I had no idea.
But are you doing? Is this a lie, or did you actually know?
I had no idea.
It's triumphant,
Jason.
I apparently beat out Brixton Prison, which surely had more of a call on people's heartstrings. But no, it turns out that Wittertainment is even more entertaining and more important to the nation than people in prison. So I brought you little gifts.
That's very kind.
Yeah. Radio gifts.
Are we allowed to accept
that? Which you can use in your band.
Oh, thank you. You blow in that one, is it?
There you go. And
since
you are
this fantastic
House of Marbles slide whistle,
you are the Beatles and the Rolling Stones of radio.
He's the Beatles. Yeah. I'm the Rolling
Stones.
Is he?
Okay, you get.
I'm very happy to be the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
But what is it? Is it?
What's the secret? I want to interview you two now because I'm so thrilled.
Hang on.
I go first. Hang on.
Oi!
Yellow submarine. I've got.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. What have I got?
I was going to sing a
lot. That's obviously something from their Satanic Majesties.
I can't get satisfaction.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's more of the Devo version than the Rolling Stones version, I think.
What is it about you two, though, do you think that the nation finds so entertaining?
I think it's you, Jason. Is it that you secretly love each other?
Yes. Do you think? Or is it the disguised, vaguely veiled contempt that they have?
I think it's love and contempt.
Yes.
Together. Seriously, I think the nation wants to know. You're friends, right? You hang out together.
Well, he lives in Southampton and I live in London, so we did hang out a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
No, we had
a triumphant result.
A weird thing happened that we ended up in the same place at the same time.
That's rare.
We're outside of here. And we went
trampolining together.
We went trampolining together. That was great fun.
Not the kids.
And then we went to the pub. And that was really novel because we haven't really gone to the pub before. And we enjoyed it so much, we did it three nights on the trot.
And they serve wine in half-pint glasses.
Yeah,
that's very lovely.
But you
do movie dates together. You watch movies
together. Well, sometimes we sit in screenings and he gets really annoying and he gets out his Twittery stuff and he sits there and starts going, ooh, I'm watching a film. And I have to go, stop doing that. You're meant to be watching the film. And then he gets all huffy and then he says, oh, Kermode says I can't Twitter. And it's so that's basically just more bickering, really.
Yeah. There you go. It is.
Yeah, so there's a bit
it's
of that.
It's the on-off marriage of two opposites.
Haven't you got important work to be doing?
I was just having lunch with Paul Andrew Williams, who sends his love to you.
Very good.
Says he still thinks you're the best reviewer in the country, even though you absolutely slagged off The Cottage,
but said that he was a very talented filmmaker. I liked his first film.
Oh, he sent his love to me.
I didn't get a main course. It took a long time to come, and I had to leave and come here.
So you came here rather than eat?
Yeah, I did. Because I was thrilled
for
you, because you deserve it. Because I think...
You just
say hello to me every week, but the fact is you say hello to me because you know that I listen, because I think the show's fantastic. Because you, Mark...
Have we paid him to do this? Or is
quite
he just...
prepared to go against the grain and say that you like ridiculously crap films that really, as a Guardian reader, you ought to be slating.
See, this is great, because I'm supposed to be taking Harriet Harman, talking about expenses and all that kind of stuff, but actually I'm quite happy talking to Jason
Isaacs. She's off quickly, Robert. She's working with Tippex through all of her back diary.
About a little bit of wittertainment. So
anyway, I should get out, but I just want to say fantastic congratulations.
Have you ever been said hello to from the stage of the Sonnies before, Jason?
No, I never have.
Well, there we go.
I felt a cold breath go across my spine last night, and I had no idea why.
Watching it on the because you no. could it was webcast apparently.
I will find it now, obviously.
Yes, so. It's very very. I'm sorry. I was genuinely.
I was in New York last week listening to your podcast, and I was in a queue in a shop when I said hello out loud to nobody. I was listening.
Was that the one where we had Stephen Fry and David Morris?
No. It was the week before.
All right. Well, wait for that one.
No, I heard that. I was very jealous not being here, but I said hello in New York. And of course, it's the only place in the world where everyone talks to themselves all the time. So it's
yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody
raises an eyebrow. Absolutely fine.
And I was. Sitting in the pub a couple of weeks ago without Mark, actually, with some other people, and a guy joined us, and he said that he had just the previous week gone up to Jason Isaacs in boots or somewhere
happens
and
all
just
the time.
Tapped him on his shoulder and said hello Jason Isaacs and kind of ran away.
No, but I do have to keep telling these people that it's, you know, it's because the show is good, they should listen to it. They go, no, I do, I listen to the show. And I go, do you take his advice? I'm always asking people, do you take their advice?
Yeah, they say no, because that Jason Isaacs was on the radio saying he doesn't know what he's talking about and he can't pronounce anybody's name right.
You've transcended what the subject material of your show, because people listen just to be entertained,
like,
and they completely ignore all your opinions.
We've transcended good and evil. We're just into a whole kind of meta realm
now,
of criticism.
I'm feeling a bit embarrassed now that we're talking about us when we should be talking about Jason.
No, this is all about you.
But good. You know, how did you feel good, Wendell? I just need to talk to you about the stuff that you've been doing, you know?
This is about you, loves. This is your day. I've got plenty of things. I tell you what I've been doing today, film club. Film club is amazing.
It is.
Every single school in the country will eventually get what many schools get now, which is the right to watch films after school and talk about films and find out how important storytelling is as a group. And they watch it together and they review it together. And that's what I've been doing this morning, publicising film
club. The first rule of film club that you can't talk about film club?
No, the first rule is you have to review films instantly. But what's great is when kids start reviewing films and when recommending films to each other, they start picking out really classy material you would never expect them to do. They don't go for the lowest common denominator films at all. It's really inspiring.
So who set this up?
Well, the government. Beeb and Kidron set it up originally, but it's now got a whole bunch of government money. And what they find is that, unsurprisingly, if you sit with a group of people and you watch stories and talk about life, kids are getting immense amounts of confidence from it. And they're starting to make films as well, so we've all got to watch our backs.
Film Club is...
It is a really
good thing.
Congratulations. It's fantastic that you won that award. You thoroughly deserve it. I will continue to be addicted with or without...
Right, can we sort something out since you're here, right, as a regular listener, right? You see this, okay? This is the award. Well, obviously, there's a mistake because it says Simon Mayo and Mark Kermode rather than the other way around, but if you turn it back to front, obviously, you can see it through the names first. So the question is, which one of us gets to keep this? Because there's only one of them.
You can keep it.
Oh, wow.
I've already decided. You don't have to ask Jason.
That is so magnanimous.
How come when I asked you, you said...
Now he's got the moral high ground.
He's just doing it now for public...
He has got one. I remember you getting yours last year, which just got your name on it, right?
Yeah. That's right, Jason.
That is exactly like that thing when people, you know, when in private, people really say, and then
we've come up before the church.
That's what he's doing now. That's what he's doing.
People will come to your house and go, "Does Simon get that?" And you'll go, "No, I keep it all the time."
Yeah,
Simon gets all the moral.
That's fine. No, you have it. Obviously, you did all the work.
I'll keep it. How about that,
Jason?
Actually, yes,
absolutely.
Anyway, huge, big up to you both.
Really appreciate you missing your pudding.
No, it's good. It's good for the diet.
Missing your main course.
Yeah.
Jason, thanks very much indeed.
Give my love to the government. Tell them they're doing a great job.
Little extra episode of Wittertainment for you. Thanks for listening. Back again on Friday.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.